as we turn our attention this morning to 2021 and today's New Year's blessing and dedication service, we of course thank you for getting us to this point through your faithful giving and through your encouragement and perseverance with us through this year and helping us keep the focus on getting the good news out to as many people as possible in as many ways as possible, including many new ways this year. And I mean, it's hard to believe that before March, we literally had never run an online service before. It's just really hard to believe. And then suddenly that became the only form of communication we had to worship together for 4 months until July. And so just as a way to reflect, here's a few highlights from those 4 months of initial online gathering and of learning this entirely new way to gather together. And honestly, there is quite a few lowlights in there as well, just to humble ourselves and to show that it was a bit of a difficult transition for us to learn to worship that way. But here's a little review of March through July of the year 2020.
The service ahead is a wonderful start again.
Mission. So here comes a runner across the bridge. So I better hurry up and say great to have you with us and hope you have a great morning.
Sunday, we are getting to ready to regather.
I'm glad to see that. I can't see anybody. I just don't want to like look at my notes for this part, but okay.
The fourth announcement is that I'm going to have to pull out this. Man.
Appreciate that you're worshiping with us on Sunday mornings. Yada, 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 yada. Sorry about my hair. Please excuse me. I'm going to get a haircut sometime this month when everything opens up again.
How does the table... Oh, shoot. I just wrecked it. Sorry.
Good morning, Oceanside family. I'm going to start over. I'm sorry. I hope that you are all well at home, that you're finding ways to stay active and sane and active and busy at the end of this... I'm so sorry. Okay.
Okay, I did not like that, so I'm going to do it again.
Remember to be patient to the Lord. Or, you know, I'm sorry. It just says obedient. I said the wrong word.
In our hearts, we want to practice this. Oh, I'm just messing this up. Sorry. I'm not really this bad, and I was so good, but I really messed that up, and then I'm like, that's doctrinally not what I want to say. Oh, Lydia.
Our Savior, be glory, majesty, power.
On our website, we will have on the opening page the click for the bulletin.
I'm sorry.
It's like a ransom video.
So some fun memories there, as well as embarrassing moments. And then, of course, we were able eventually to begin regathering in July. And although we had to be creative and adapt and adjust by worshiping in different places in different ways, and the word that was heavy on my heart all this year was the word perseverance. And I believe this has been a great test for the church, kind of capital C, global church, and our resolve, as well as our local church here at Oceanside, our ability to persevere through hardships and trials. And so we created this little video that you might have seen earlier in the year, just showing about how we persevered in regathering and finding creative ways to worship together. So it's worth re-showing as we revisit 2020. So here's a look back at some of that regathering time that we had.
2020 has thrown a lot at us, but we believe the church will and must persevere. Since COVID disrupted our lives and the corporate worship we were used to, we have found ways to persevere as the church. We met online, worshiped in our living rooms, kitchens, and anywhere else. We connected in our virtual lobby time to say hello and to keep up with each other. We prayed from a distance and we prayed over phones and video screens. We preached and prayed in front of fountains, rivers, oceans, waterfalls, and even among some bears. We gathered in driveways and helped those without technology to watch services get set up. When we opened back up, things were different. But we were happy to be back. We made adjustments. We worshiped in the morning, in the evening, midweek, and online. We worshiped around tables and families. We met outside. We worshiped in God's good creation. We baptized in the ocean and in our church backyard. We sang, worshiped, and preached the word under the hot sun, in heavy rain, under tents, and through smoke. Through it all, we persevered. We celebrated new births and mourn those who passed away. We cared for each other by checking in on one another regularly, bringing meals and sending thousands of dollars of grocery gift cards to those who needed them. We cleaned up each other's homes and yards. We bought $2,500 of groceries for our local food bank. We provided full Easter dinner for 9 families in need and 55 turkey trays for others. As a church, we decided we would not be shaken. COVID-19 would not defeat us. We would persevere because that's what the church does and has always done. Our methods change. Our message and hope remains the same. For we know how the story ends. Jesus will reign and love will endure in the end. Therefore, let us not grow weary, church. We will march on. Not for our sakes, but for the sake of Jesus and his glorious church.
So those were some highlights. And of course, now we've kind of come full circle back to online only and not being together, except this time we're doing it live here in real time with you. From the church. And so, you know, the hope is, of course, that we can regather soon. But that was just a way to review the year a little bit in video. Lots happened in 2020. And what we want to do now for the rest of this service is not so much look back as much as look ahead and dedicate ourselves, our families, and our church to Jesus in this new year. We have no idea what this year will look like, and there's little we can control. But what we can do is put our trust in God's good plan for us and for his world. Because in the midst of this challenging year, God has been changing and transforming people's lives. We've reached lots of new people and new families this year, even in the midst of a pandemic. And people have talked about how, you know, the church's weekly gatherings, whether online or especially in person, has helped them get through this time and often been the highlight of their week. And we've continued to have tremendous impact on the community through sharing Jesus' love with others by, you know, providing breakfast for kids and helping families in need and so much more. And so we want to march forward together, knowing that, you know, we know how the story all ends, with Jesus returning for his glorious, and as Revelation says, his persevering church. And as the end chapters of Revelation in chapter 21, verses 4 through 5 say, that there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away, and Jesus will come and make all things new. For he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of the story, the one who holds it all together. And so, you know, Ray is now going to help us begin to transition from both reflecting on this past year and God's goodness, and as well as turning an eye toward this new year and dedicating this next year to him. And these are Ray's own original lyrics written to a very familiar New Year's tune. And as he sings, usually in this service, we make time for testimonies and reflection here in the sanctuary. But we encourage you to post in the comments things you're thankful for this past year, you know, struggles that the Lord has helped you through, to really verbalize that publicly. Let's encourage one another with our testimony. So feel free to write that in the comments, even if it's just as simple as, thank you, Lord, for getting me through this year 2020, as Ray leads us in this song.
Thanks so much, Pastor Joseph. As we were preparing this morning, I tuned into the lobby time just in time to hear Pam talk about opening her Bible this weekend and reading from Isaiah 61, which talks about the season of the Lord's, the year of the Lord's favor. And that passage, that chapter, inspired this song a few years ago, and so I'd like to sing it for you, over you, together with you this morning.
That all the mountains
Amen. So may the favor of the Lord rest upon you, your household, and your family in this year. Well, now we want to move fully toward dedicating ourselves to Jesus in this new year. And we have two traditions that we always do in this service. One is to pray a prayer or act of consecration to Jesus. And then we sing a song that we've sung every year since Hannah and I have been here over the last, I think this is our sixth New Year's service every year. And it's a tradition that dates back to Hannah's life for quite a while. And so we've kind of welcomed you into that tradition here. But we're going to begin by praying this prayer of consecration to Jesus. And the words are going to be on your screen. And I encourage you to pray it with me, preferably out loud. But if that doesn't work in your situation in your home, then just kind of pray it quietly in your hearts. But let's take a moment and dedicate. The word consecration just kind of means to dedicate fully oneself, dedicate ourselves through this act of consecration together. Lord Jesus Christ, I consecrate myself today anew and without reserve to you. I consecrate to you my body with all its senses, my soul with all its faculties, my entire being. I consecrate to you all my thoughts, words and deeds, all my sufferings and labors, all my hopes, consolations, and joys. In particular, I consecrate to you this poor heart of mine, so that it may love only you and may be consumed in the fire of your love. I place my trust in you without reserve, and I receive the remission of my sins through your infinite mercy. I place within your hands all my cares and anxieties. I promise to love you and to honor you till the last moment of my life, and to spread as much as I can devotion to your name. Do with me what you will, my Jesus. I deserve no other reward except your greater glory and your holy love. Take this offering of myself, and by your great mercy, give me a place within your kingdom forever.